Japanese rifle and machine gun fire increased into a constant rattle. Bullets snapped and popped overhead. The shelling grew heavier. The enemy gunners were trying to catch men in the open to inflict maximum casualties on our troops running into and out of position. Their usual practice when one of our units was relieving another on the line. It was an appalling chaos. I was terribly afraid. Fear was obvious on the faces of my comrades, too, as we raced to the low slope and began to dig in rapidly. It was such a jolt to leave the quiet, beautiful countryside that morning and plunge into a thunderous, deadly storm of steel that afternoon. Going onto the beach to assault Peleliu and attacking across the airfield there, we had braced ourselves for the blows that fell. But the shock and shells of 1 May at Okinawa, after the reprieve of a pleasant April, caught us off balance. Fear has many facets, and I do not minimize my fear and terror during that day. But it was different. I was a combat veteran of Peleliu. With terror's first constriction over, I knew what to expect. I felt dreadful fear, but not near panic. Experience had taught me what to expect from the enemy guns. More importantly, I knew I could control my fear. The terrible dread that I might panic was gone. I knew that all anyone could do under shell fire was to hug the deck and pray, and curse the Japanese. There was the brassy metallic twang of the small 50-millimeter knee mortar shells as little puffs of dirty smoke appeared thickly around us. The 81-millimeter and 90-millimeter mortar shells crashed and banged all along the ridge. The whiz-bang of the high-velocity 47-millimeter gun's shells, also an anti-tank gun, which was on us with its explosion almost as soon as we heard it whiz into the area, gave me the feeling the Japanese were firing them at us like rifles. The slower, screaming, whining sound of the 75-millimeter artillery shells seemed the most abundant. Then there was the roar and rumble of the huge enemy 150-millimeter howitzer shell and the kaboom of its explosion. It was what the men called the big stuff. I didn't recall having recognized any of it in my confusion and fear at Peleliu. The bursting radius of these big shells was of awesome proportions. Added to all this noise was the swishing and fluttering overhead of our own supporting artillery fire. Our shells could be heard bursting out across the ridge over enemy positions. The noise of small arms fire from both sides resulted in a chaotic bedlam of racket and confusion. We were just below the crest of a low sloping section of the ridge. It was about 10 feet high and on our left of our company's zone. Snafu and I began to dig the gun pit, and the ammo carriers dug in with 2-man foxholes. Digging in Okinawa's clay-like soil was easy, a luxury after the coral rock of Peleliu.
This ends Disc 8.